When it comes to sealing gaps, joints, and cracks in various projects around your home, both silicone and caulk are popular choices. However, understanding their differences and knowing when to use each product is essential for achieving the best results. In this guide, we'll break down the distinctions between silicone and caulk, explore their applications, and provide insights into installation, removal, and compatibility with paint. Silicone sealant is a versatile and flexible material known for its excellent adhesion, durability, and resistance to extreme temperatures and moisture. Here are some common applications where silicone is the preferred choice. Bathroom and kitchen. Use silicone sealant around sinks, bathtubs, showers, and countertops to prevent water intrusion and mold growth. Silicone's water-resistant properties make it ideal for areas with high humidity. Window and door frames. Seal gaps around windows and doors to prevent drafts and moisture infiltration. Silicone's flexibility allows it to expand and contract with temperature changes without cracking. Exterior sealing. Use silicone on outdoor projects, such as sealing gaps in siding, roofing, and concrete. Its weatherproof nature ensures long-lasting protection against the elements. Automotive applications. Silicone sealants are often used in automotive projects to seal joints and gaps in windshields, windows, and weather stripping. Plumbing repairs. Seal leaks in plumbing fixtures with silicone to create a watertight barrier that prevents water damage. Caulk. Adhesion and paintability. Caulk is a versatile material used for filling gaps and cracks in various surfaces. It comes in different formulations, such as acrylic, latex, and polyurethane, each with unique characteristics. Here are some common applications for caulk. Interior trim and molding. Use paintable acrylic or latex caulk to fill gaps between baseboards, crown molding, and other interior trim elements. These caulks can be painted over once dry. Minor drywall repairs. Caulk is suitable for filling small cracks and gaps in drywall. It's easy to apply and can be smoothed with a wet finger. Woodworking. Use caulk to fill gaps in wood joints before painting or staining. Choose a paintable caulk that matches the color of the wood. Sealing exterior cracks. For exterior projects that require painting, opt for paintable caulk. It adheres well to a variety of surfaces and provides a neat finish. Concrete and masonry. Polyurethane caulk is ideal for sealing gaps and cracks in concrete and masonry projects. It offers excellent adhesion and durability. Installation and removal. Silicone. To apply silicone, clean and dry the surface thoroughly. Cut the nozzle of the silicone tube at a 45-degree angle and insert it into a caulk gun. Apply a continuous bead along the gap or joint using a caulk tool or your finger to smooth it. Silicone requires adequate curing time before it becomes fully waterproof and durable. To remove silicone, use a utility knife to cut along the edges and then gently pry it away from the surface. A silicone caulk remover can help soften and loosen stubborn residue. For caulk installation, follow similar steps to the silicone application. To remove old caulk, use a caulk remover tool or a putty knife to carefully peel or scrape it off. Clean the surface thoroughly before applying the new caulk. Painting compatibility. While silicone is not paintable, Some types of cork are specifically formulated to be paintable. When choosing cork for a project that will be painted, make sure to select a paintable cork that is compatible with the type of paint you intend to use. In conclusion, understanding the differences between silicone and cork and their respective applications is crucial for successful home improvement projects. Whether you're sealing gaps in the bathroom, installing trim or weatherproofing exterior surfaces, selecting the right sealant will ensure lasting performance and a polished finish. Always follow manufacturer guidelines and best practices for proper installation and removal.